Thinking about that shit, son. You know what I'm saying? That shit is fucking making us deteriorate, son. Word up, we gotta care about our little babies and shit, son. Niggas got kids to raise. Straight up, you gotta start learning yourself, learning about your health, son. Learning this world we live in, kid. You know what I'm saying? It's time to start changing all that shit, God. Word up. So I'ma leave y'all niggas on some shit like that, you know what I mean? Word up, y'all niggas better start using y'all minds and shit, kid.
Tonight, is the dangers of vaccinations, homeopathy, and urine therapy, as well as many other things. We're going to have a few guests on. Brother Joel is going to be talking on the Kangen water, as well as also on crystals and frequencies. We have another brother coming in from the ancient Freemason, Moorish rites, brother Alchemy, and he's going to be talking on certain products in which that we definitely need to tap into. One is called Moringa. All right, so before we get to that, that's going to come up at the top of the hour. Right now, we're going to be building on vaccines. Now, what's in vaccines, and why are they dangerous? Well, we come to find out that heavy metals like mercury and aluminum is in vaccines. Now, when there's a heavy amount of aluminum deposit within particularly the brain area, being that the brain is 90% water, it creates or produces Alzheimer's, as well as also Parkinson's disease, all right, and even muscular cirrhosis. All right, so these are the things in which that when there's a large amount of aluminum. As a matter of fact, we have to be aware, because if you test and analyze the chemtrails droppings in which that is falling from the skies on a daily basis, and they have been tested, there's a large amount of aluminum, barium, and bacterial spores. And I'm pretty sure those bacterial spores are there as part of the population control agenda of the so-called Illuminati, or the so-called 13 families, in particular the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers. The Rockefellers are the ones who actually run this medical agents or corporations here in the United States, as well as the FDA, as well as the school system, and many other things that they run based on the fact that they are multi-billion and trillionaires. All right? So a lot of heavy metals like mercury and aluminum is in the vaccines. Pus form sores of diseased animals. All right, now why would they need pus form sores of diseased animals? You know, these are questions that we have to ask ourselves, because they call themselves having you to build up an immunity by giving you things in which that in any other place would be intolerable, in any other means would be intolerable. So they call have the thymus gland to activate and produce the white blood cells or antibodies. Am I right? However, but they put things in you in which that is foreign to you. All right? So pus form sores of diseased animals that are in vaccines. Horse serum, okay, which is blood. Calf or cattle serum, blood again. Fecal matter, that's doo-doo. That's defecation. So somebody else's defecation is going inside of you and your babies. Urine. Someone else's urine is going inside of you, you know, and it's not your own. And going inside your babies, and it's not their own. This is why we have to talk about the urine therapy, is because to counteract the nonsense in which that is going into these vaccines tonight. Cancer cells are in the base of these vaccines, sweeping from diseased children. Other vaccine ingredients are formaldehyde. What is formaldehyde? That's embalming fluid. Phenol, all right, is a carcinogen, and that causes convulsions, comas, gangrene. It can even put you in a state of paralysis. In other words, make you paralyzed. All right? Retrovirus SV40, which is a contaminant virus of some of the polio vaccines, in which that they supposed to stop putting in the vaccines back in the 70s, when they supposedly eradicated polio. They're still doing it. Antibiotics, in particular neomycin for infections, chick embryo, all right? Sodium phosphate, which is a buffering salt. Foreign animal tissues containing genetic material, DNA, RNA, all right? These are some of the things. Let's look at the fillers in which that they add into these vaccines. Aluminum phosphate, ammonium sulfate, animal tissues, once again, from pig's blood, horse blood, rabbit brains, dog kidneys, monkey kidneys, chick embryos, chicken eggs, duck eggs, bovine serum, which is, of course, calf again, gelatin, which is, of course, from pigs. Potassium monophosphate, polysorbate 20, polysorbate 80, pig pancreatic, carcin, sorbitol, there's so many things. I mean, this is ridiculous. So, when we look at these vaccines, and the reason why they're dangerous, because there's foreign substances from animals and from other humans in which that is going inside of yourself and your children. There is a herb, particularly in which that helps with the healing effect and the elimination of the vaccines. It's called Tuja leaf, T-H-U-J-A, Tuja leaf. Tuja leaf is a homeopathic product in which that is also known as the tree of life. That helps to eliminate the ill effects of vaccines. Now, there's other cleansing herbs in which that you would need. Burdock, yellow dock, red clover, black walnut, cloves, wormwood, garlic, cayenne pepper. These are herbs. Golden seal, myrrh, chaparral. These are all cleansing herbs in which that are necessary in order to eliminate the vaccinations and prevent symptoms of these vaccinations, because vaccines have been linked to SIDS, which is sudden infant death syndrome. In other words, the infant is fine when it comes home from a hospital. All of a sudden, within a matter of days to weeks, the infant dies. As soon as that child comes out the womb, they are injecting the child with various vaccines. All right? Now, they're not just injecting the child with vitamin K, which helps with clotting of the blood, in which that naturally happens and the child naturally produces by the 7th or 8th day of their life. But they are injecting the child with these various vaccines. And they continue injecting you with vaccines all the way up until you go to college or even join the workforce. So, the thing is to protect yourself and your children. So, you would need to get vaccination exempt forms. And you can get the vaccination exempt forms for many reasons, whether it's religious, cultural, political, or dietary. The websites in which that you can go to in order to download these forms, one is www.vaclib.org /exemption.htm. Once again, www.vaclib.org /exemption.htm. All right. Another one is www.globalhealingcenter.com /form/vaccine-exemption. All right. These two particular websites have the requirements in which that you need for each state. So whatever state in which that you live in, you should be able to pull up the particular exemption form so that you can protect yourself as well as your family from having to take these dangerous vaccines, and you can begin to start giving them homeotherapy or what's called homeopathy medicine, which is actually various plants, various herbs. Like, for example, good herbs for children is catnip and chamomile. All right? Chamomile is real good for relaxing the child. So is catnip. It's excellent for the nerves. It's excellent for childhood disease, for prevention of childhood diseases such as chickenpox, measles, the mumps. These are some of the vaccines in which they shoot up the children with as when they come out the womb. So you have to be very careful telling you to handle the vaccination at your own time based on your own knowledge and awareness and your own state of consciousness. Explain it to them that you have information concerning the power of herbs, and that is the method in which that you have chosen in order to vaccinate or build up the immunity of the child. All right? Echinacea is an excellent immune builder. Chickweed is an excellent immune builder. All right? Golden seal. If you don't know, golden seal is called one of the cure-all herbs. If you don't know what you have and or just simply why you feel sick, you know, and you don't know why, then golden seal would be the herb in which that you would take in order to help begin to start dealing with the various symptoms and ailments in which that you're going through. Okay? You can mix the golden seal with myrrh or either with yellow dock. And those two particularly, and also chaparral can be added. Those are the antibiotics, along with garlic. Those four are the antibiotics of the plant kingdom. Once again, golden seal, yellow dock, chaparral, garlic. They are the antibiotics, natural antibiotics of the plant kingdom. These are the herbs in which that you need to be taking. Even, you know, nearly on a daily basis because of the environment in which that we are in with these chemtrails and this radiation in which that is now in the air based on the destruction of the three nuclear plants in Japan a couple of months ago. That radiation has now been swept here based on those tornadoes, those various over 200 tornadoes in which that swept from out of Arkansas all the way across the south into North Carolina. That radiation poison has been brought all over and swirled all over the country now. So the herbs for the radiation, one would be kelp, dulse, which is D-U-L-S-E, seaweed, corella is one of the excellent ones. Corella was used by the Japanese during World War II after the atomic bomb was dropped on them. The two atomic bombs were dropped on them in the cities of Nagasaki and Hiroshima or Hiroshima, all right? And that's what they used in order to help heal themselves of the radiation poisoning. was Corella. All right, so with this new risk of radiation poisoning in the skies, and plus the fact that we're around all these electronics every day, whether it's the TV, the computer monitor, the laptop, cell phone, whatever the case is, camera, we have to protect ourselves from the radiation anyway. So it would be good that you begin to start taking a regimen of Corella or eating a lot of green leafy vegetables, all right, which helps with the radiation, all right, and also helps with the metabolism and the workings of the thyroid gland, which produces thyroxin, and which that helps monitor your weight, as well as also helps with your sexual functions. It makes a man and a woman more sexual sexually balanced. You know, so the thyroid glands and parathyroid glands are very important, and they can be healed by simply taking these particular herbs. All right, you have the super green foods, and which that is a combination of wheatgrass, alfalfa, corella, spirulina, chickweed, you know, and these are various herbs in which that are called the super green foods, in which it has high amounts of magnesium. The only difference in coloration between the green chlorophyll of the plants in the plant kingdom and melanin in the human kingdom is one magnesium molecule. That is it. One magnesium molecule. So, one of the another things in which that, since we're talking about melanin has to be cleansed properly, as we was getting on last week. You need vitamin B complex, in particular vitamin B6, B12. It helps with cleansing of the brain, the nerves, as well as the melanin itself. Okay? So when you step into the sun for an hour a day, remember, the sun is 93 million miles away from the planet Earth. It takes 8 minutes and 20 seconds for the sun rays to touch down to planet Earth, just as it takes 8 minutes and 20 seconds for the blood to circulate through your entire system to bathe your brain in nutrients, vitamins, and minerals. So your head symbolizes the sun itself. So you have what is called a pranic tube, in which that runs from the top of your head, which was that soft spot area in your head as a child, down to your perineum, down into the ground. It runs along the same lines as your kundalini energy, which is your personal concentration of cosmic universal energy in you. That is your mother goddess principle, or what is called the Holy Spirit. In the ancient Hermetic teachings, it is Osset, or what is called the ancient Temerian Metunata. She is Osset, which is the queen of heaven. So that means originally, the energy of the Kundalini did not dwell within the sacral bone area at the small of the back. At one time, it existed at the third eye. This is why you oftentimes see the ancient Kemites, the pharaohs, the pharaohs, or what is called the Nagu or the Nagas, wear on their tiara or their crowns the serpent and the vulture. The vulture symbolizes the lower self being eaten, the carcass, because they are an extension of the physical body, the human nature, lust, greed, jealousy, and envy, hatred. Those things are eaten by the vulture so that you can resurrect yourself to your higher self from your lower self. So you have now merged Set with Heru to become one Heru. In other words, the hero. And as you become the hero, remember, supposedly Set took one of the eyes of Heru, and then that sight or that eye was given back by Tahuti or Jehuti, which is the god of wisdom. So That means vision is given to you. The gift of prophecy is given to you. That all-seeing eye is given to you so that you can pierce the veil of disillusion. That's what this all means. If you go to Layla's Africa's book, Nutricize, the 15th page in the book, it has Roman numerals, X and V. You will see a picture of the pineal gland. And hovering over the pineal gland is a galaxy-like cloud, and the brain is blown up to the equivalent size of a car. And this galaxy-like cloud sideways look like a UFO. That is the new visual in which that you must seek and that you must get into. In other words, your kundalini energy, when it comes up to the pineal gland, what it does to the pineal gland is transform into a sea of glass. In other words, it becomes of crystal, diamond-like. And it forms 144,000 crystals. And this light prism produces these seven spectrums in which that emits from the seven chakras. And this rainbow is guided up into this galaxy-like cloud. This is like Star Wars when you went if you was on the ship, you know, and you wanted to get off or either come back onto the ship, they always say, beam me up, Scotty. So that is similar to talking about the Kundalini resurrecting within those 33 vertebrates, hence the reason why 33 degrees in Freemasonry. And it's called the Sovereign Inspector General because that's when you become sovereign. That is how you are sovereign. Sovereignty doesn't come through paperwork. Sovereignty comes from within you, resurrecting yourself to your higher self. And those 31 nerves inside of the spinal column and those two nerves outside of the spinal column called the ida and the pingala, or what is called the sacral nerves that emit or that extends from the sacral bone area at the base of the spine, right above the crack of your behind, right above the coccyx, or what is called the tail area. So 31 plus two nerves give you 33 nerves. So 33 nerves plus 33 vertebrates give you 66. This is why your Bible has 66 books in it and why it starts with Genesis, the genes. All right? Your genes. And then it ends with the book of Revelation to reveal what? To reveal that was once encoded inside of your genes. That's why it's called the book of life. It's talking about your physical body, your DNA, your memories, your ancestral data bank, your Akashic records, your universal library. This is what this is all talking about. And I don't mean to get biblical because I know some of y'all can't deal with the Bible. You know what I'm saying? But it's a metaphysical book, esoteric book. It's a summary of our ancient teachings coming from out of Sumeria, Babylon, Arcadia, Assyria, as well as also from out of ancient Kemet or Temeria or Egypt, ancient Egypt as it is also referred to. It is a combination of all of the ancient mysteries and a way in which that we used to deal with magic. In the Old Testament, we did a lot of animal sacrifices in which that was the atonement, symbolic to the atonement of our lower selves. That's what the animals were symbolic to. And the animals were symbolic to the animated force or life force principle in which that brings life here into the plane, of into this plane or this third dimension, into existence, to born a thing or to bring a thing or to exist in this plane. It comes through your animal nature, your lower self. Okay? So we must know and understand our lower self, not despise it. That's what these priests do. They despise the lower self, and they call themselves being celibate, and this is how they pervert the energy, and they end up molesting children or raping nuns or whatever the case is. You don't hear too much about the rapings of nuns, but you hear a whole lot about them molesting children. These things come from them trying to pervert and to keep at bay that sexual energy. If you learn the science of Taoist Sexology or Tantric Kriya Yoga, then you would be learning how to understand the lower self properly and how to utilize it, transforming lust and infatuation into conditional love and then eventually into unconditional love. And dealing with your navel chakra, which is the manufacturer of your DNA and your blood, into your heart, into your third eye. That is what that is symbolic to. That is what is called the jewels, the three jewels, or the three treasures. That is the storage place in which that you utilize this electromagnetic energy. And as being a melanated being, this is where you are able to store this energy. All right? Now, that correlates to the information of the melanin, in which that we was talking about. All right, and when we get into that, we all seen the movie Matrix, and Morpheus shows Neo a Duracell battery and told Neo that this is all we are to them. In other words, true, we are a battery, and a battery needs to be alkaline to be alive, right? If you get a brand new pack of batteries, on the bottom of the package it says alkaline batteries, meaning that they're alive, they work. So when this battery is alive and is out and outputting electrical charges, it is alkaline. But when it is dead, it is acidic. As our body is about 25% acidic and 75% alkaline, it is recommended that we consume roughly 25% acidic food and 75% alkaline food, as our bodies are 75% water and 25% mass, earth. So when the body is too acidic, you will feel ill, sick, suffer from ailments and disease. Alkaline foods are electrical foods. So we're going to have Brother Joel come on at the top of the hour for about a half an hour, and he's going to drop on the Kangen water, which is the best water out on the market right now. I know a brother who was having stomach cramps severely and was not defecating for weeks. And he took two jugs home, and we said he got from us, that he purchased from us. And within that week, he was able to go to the bathroom three times a day and never had those cramps again. So this water works. And I recommend everybody to get into this information. If you go to the YouTube clip of Kangen Water, that's K-A-N-G-E-N and colon health, and look at those particular YouTube clips, you will see the way that this water works. So you need alkaline water in this acidic environment. Everything around you is acidic. The foods in which that we eat, which are genetically modified organisms or genetically altered food, 98% of the food in the supermarket is genetically altered. So that means that they are acidic. That means they are mucus forming. That means they are not electrical foods. These foods have no life. Have no life whatsoever. So our bodies, which are batteries, need to be alkaline. So you have the proper water, which is a secondary source, the most important source outside of the primary source, which is the sunlight for your survival, is the water. You are 75% water. Your brain is 90% water. Your spinal column is 85% water. You are an aquatic being, majorly. This is why you drink more water than you eat. You supposedly drink at least 8 to 12 glasses of water a day, as some say. Some say you're supposed to drink at least half of your body weight. So if you're 200 pounds, then you need to drink at least 100 ounces of water. But yet, majority of us eat three times a day, morning, noon, and evening, or breakfast, lunch, and dinner. and drink very little water and wonder why situations such as cancer, such as high blood pressure, diabetes, prostate cancer, constipation, diarrhea, why all these things exist. Because you are not alkalining your battery. Your battery must be alkaline. Your melanin may be viewed as a battery that is partially charged and can always accept an electrical charge. So your melanin can always accept an electrical charge. How do you charge your melanin, your body, every day? You have to get into the sun for at least an hour a day. At least an hour. Once again, remember, the sun is 93 million miles away. It takes 8 minutes and 20 seconds for the rays of the sun to touch down the planet Earth. So if you take 8 minutes, 0.20, and times 7, as in symbolic to your 7 chakras. Some of us have developed 9 chakras. We are beginning to develop 12 chakras. So that means that our amount of sunlight will increase. But right now, for those who have 7, 8.20 times 7, it comes up to 57.40. So about 57 minutes and 40 seconds of sunlight is what we need every day to electrically charge our chakras, which is called the wheels of color, light, and sound in Sanskrit. You see? This is science here. This is metaphysics. Physics, metaphysics, quantum physics. Same science, just different names. So when sunlight or other energies come in contact with your melanin battery, it increases the charge of the battery to a certain degree. So this is why we recommend Qigong, Tai Chi, Reiki, Pranic Healing, and other alternative energy modalities. Because you are bringing in these particular frequencies, spectrums of light, visible spectrum. Melanin is able to absorb all the various frequencies from electrical waves, microwaves, infrared rays, visible spectrum, ultraviolet rays, X-rays, gamma rays, cosmic rays, all 7 bands of frequencies, along with the visible spectrum, which is Roy G. Biv, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet, which happen to be the colors of your chakras as they emit these certain patterns of lights through your auric field, which overlays and superimpose themselves upon your endocrine glands, your pineal gland, pituitary gland, your thyroid gland, parathyroid glands, your thymus gland, your adrenal glands, spleen, pancreas, the ovaries, the uterus, the testes, the prostate gland. These are the various 7 organs, as once again, we are growing into cosmic beings, so we are beginning to have 9 and 12 organs instead of 7 endocrine glands, I should say. Some have now grown what is called the barytheric gland, in which that Dr. Malkasi York Hill spoke about, in which that is about an inch from the throat area going up under the chin, which is called the submental region. You'll feel like a little ball area there. That is what is called the barytheric gland. That gland supposedly been once inserted inside what is called the hippocampus area, in which that gave you your psychic connections. Now that it's been reinserted through your DNA into the chin, which is the submental area, you still have those psychic connections even now. You just have to tap into them through various breathing exercises. One in particular is called the alternating nostril breath technique. Okay? What the alternating nostril breath technique, which is activating of the ida and the pingala, the sacral nerves at the base of the spine that travels up the spinal column to the nose or nostrils. The ida symbolizes the left nostril, the magnetic side, the moon sign side. Also, the pingala symbolizes the electrical side, which is the right side of the nostril, of the nose. And when they both are brought into balance, you're then able to harmonize the left and the right hemispheres of the brain. And with that connection, that means the dendrites and the synapses are much stronger and they're able to connect through the body. That means now you have more mind over body capacities. You also have links to the activation of your 12 pair of cranial nerves that sits in your brain. We'll get into that in a second. So it increases the charge of the battery to a certain degree. So when melanin captures this energy, this battery has more energy to use in the body. This means that the human being can charge up their melanin processes, process this unique ability to absorb various energy sources and convert these absorbed energies into reusable energy. This includes mediums such as musical vibrations. So this is the reason why you have to be careful with the music that you listen to. A lot of these tracks that's coming out nowadays through these corporate commercial venues have subliminal messages and suggestions underlaying in the tracks. So you have to be careful with the music that you listen to. And sound waves, the sun rays, the sun heat, light rays, etc. And Dr. Frank Bears, or Barr's theory, he says matter is shaped and structured by light. So that means light travels at 186,000 miles per second as it slows down to sound, which travels at 1,120 feet per second. It forms geometrical shapes. Now, we know that thought travels faster than light. Thought travels 24 billion miles per second. So thought, light, sound, geometrical shape, things into the physical world. Matter is shaped and structured by light. Your physical body, which has 76 trillion cells, if I was able to take one cell of you, or one spittle of blood, one speck of blood, one drop of spittle of your spit saliva, or one strand of hair, I can clone a whole nother you into existence. That means that your body is a hologram. And what do holograms need in order to survive? Light. Stop playing. I'm not preaching to the choir. I'm trying to give you information in which that helps connect the dots. So we know that these molecules, melanin combinations, eat light in order to maintain, expand, and evolve matter. So that's how you evolve, is by more light. You want to become Homo Christos instead of Homo sapiens sapien, which evolved from Homo sapien, which evolved from Homo erectus, as they say. This is the next stage of evolution. It's Homo Christos. Us becoming a Christ. Not being Christ-like, but becoming a Christ. In other words, becoming Heru. Becoming the Buddha. In other words, you won't need no Lord Maitreya, who's faking as being the world savior and the world teacher. Who's saying that he is the Mahdi. He's the return of Jesus. He's the Buddha. He's the ninth incarnation of Vishnu. The Krishna, and all these various things. Nobody can wipe your behind except you. So we have to become responsible and accountable for our deeds, behavior, ways, and actions. And the way we do that is by absorbing more electrical energy in order to do battle against this lower self. So we can merge that lower self into the higher self so there's only one self. There's no longer a duality. There's no longer a struggle within us. There's no longer a battle within us. There's no longer to call the great jihad or the Armageddon. The great Armageddon is over. So by you conquering this great jihad and this great Armageddon within yourself, it don't have to take place outside of yourself. Because as above, so below, as within, so without. The more highly evolved species, the more complex is biological capacity to use light. Melanin, the perfect super absorber of light and all energy frequencies. Melanin can rearrange its chemical structure to absorb all energy across the radiant spectrum. Like we said, whether it's sunlight, x-rays, music, sound, radar, radio waves, etc., it can transmute and store this energy for later use. In the martial arts field of Qigong, Tai Chi, there are three areas in the body for storage of this photonic energy, this electromagnetism. That's the third eye, the back of the heart, and the navel chakra called the Dantians. You have your lower Dantian, which is called your lower heaven. You have your mid heaven, which is your heart. And you have your upper heaven, which is called your upper room, which is your third eye. Now, when we get into how to store this energy, there's certain techniques that you need to have, and also a certain conditioning of the mind. First, you have to know that your body is the temple of God. So if you read 1 Corinthians 3:16, 1 Corinthians 6:19, 20, 2 Corinthians 6:16, 18, they all speak about, do you not know that your body is the temple of the living God? Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, which is in you? So therefore, glorify God in your body. Or do you not know that your temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? So, we know that whenever you sit down and actually think, and when you dream, it actually happens from the head area. You can actually feel your thoughts in your head as you're thinking them, because of the dendrites and the synapses in which that is firing off within your brain, in which that is helping with the thought process and the illumination of ideas. This is what is going on within you. So there's the science of the holy breath. So when you take your first breath as a of air as an infant, you begin to mix the original essence from our kidneys with the energy from the air, which is called prana, because it's not just oxygen. Behind oxygen, which is between 17% to 21% oxygen within the air, is also prana energy, which is the pervading universal life force energy. That is the same force that formed our physical body, so it's not concentrated. The energy in which that formed our physical body is concentrated. However, this is the same prana. And the food you absorbed from your mother, as well as also while you was inside of that sac or egg, as it is also referred to as, of amniotic fluid, that was a mixture of your own pee. Hence the reason we won't get into urine therapy. Nevertheless, the food you absorb from your mother to create life force energy through your umbilical cord, and you were born. You use your lower abdomen muscles to breathe deeply. And with each deep breath, you was able to store the force energy in our lower dantian automatically. All right? Your dantian is located at your navel chakra. And from the moment on, we began to constantly generate and store an abundance of life force energy in our lower dantian if we are breathing from our abdominal area, which is called also our abdominal brain. All right? What scientists have found out that there's just as many neuromelanin sites in our abdomen area as it is within our brain. So the act of 24-hour abdominal holy breathing, an increase of own vibration in our DNA, which turns matter into spirit to purify you, and that gives you a strong spiritual connection with your higher self. So what is one of the techniques, and what does breath do? Well, look, when we look at it, it affects the nervous system, the heart, the digestive system, muscles, sleep, energy levels, concentration, memory, and much more. Breath is also the largest system for waste removal. 70% of waste product produced in our bodies are supposed to be removed by via breathing. 70%. Only 20% is removed via the skin, and only 10 remains from the kidneys and the digestive system. In other words, for urine and defecation, only 10%. 70% is supposed to be removed, toxins and poisons supposed to be removed through via breathing. But because we breathe so shallowly, And we only use the upper portion of our lungs. We don't never get into the deeper lobes of our lungs. We have 5 lobes on the right lung and 4 lobes on the left lung. That's 9 lobes. And we're supposed to get that breath into those particular areas. All right? So we're not only breathing oxygen, which is the 8th element on the periodical chart. If you read Aleister Crowley's writings, 777, he shows you in there that Christ is 888. That Jesus Christ is 888 as far as in geomantria, in the Kabbalah. Well, guess what? If the periodical chart states that oxygen is the 8th element, that means it has 8 protons, 8 neutrons, 8 electrons. That's 888. In other words, it's telling you that Jesus is symbolic to the breath of life. Not a physical man from 2,000 years ago, but within every man and woman. Even the scriptures say that, that Jesus Christ is within you. If you go to 1 Corinthians. All right? So, now what is behind this prana? Or what is behind this oxygen? It's prana energy, this life force energy. In China, it's called qi. In Japan, it's called ki. In India, it's called prana. In Hebrew, it's called ruach. In English, or in Christianity, it's called Holy Spirit. In Hawaii, it's called the kahuna, mana, kahuna mana. Or even in the Old Testament, it's called mana that falls from heaven. We spoke about 300,000 tons of the stardust energy falling to the planet Earth daily. 300,000 tons of stardust energy falls from the planet Earth daily. You as a melanated being, when you spend your hour or more into that sunlight, you are absorbing those stardust particles. Scientists have already proven that your body is nothing but stardust particles itself. Subatomic particles becomes atomic particles. Atoms become molecules. Molecules become DNA, which becomes cells, which becomes tissues, muscles, hormones, blood, flesh. That is evolution. That is Eve, the mother of all living things. That is our evolution within the womb of each of us. Eve was made from Adam. Yes, the carbon atom, the 6th element on the periodical chart. The reason why they say the Adam was born on the 6th day. Because carbon is the 6th element on the periodical chart. Go to any chemistry book. And it has 6 protons, 6 electrons, 6 neutrons. So hence, the man who has wisdom, as it says within Revelation, the 13th chapter, be able to decode that information is a code for a man. In other words, man having 6 protons, 6 neutrons, 6 electrons. Retaking it in order to mean the Antichrist. Well, the individual who don't realize that Christ is within them is the Antichrist. Who don't realize that the Holy Spirit is within them is the Antichrist. Who doesn't realize that God is within them is the Antichrist. That is all talking about the particular glands in your brain. The hypothalamus gland, the pineal gland, and the pituitary gland. Which is set up in alignment just like the three. It's set up in alignment like the 3 stars in Orion's belt. It's set up in alignment at the 3 pyramids on the Giza Plateau. So, when you do these exercises, you must learn what is called deep abdominal breathing. What you would do is sit or stand with your spine straight. Bring both hands over the lower abdomen. For the male, he would take his right hand and place over on his navel and his left hand on top. Vice versa for the woman, she would take her left hand, place it on the navel, and the right hand on top. And we'll breathe in out through the nose. Inhale and visualize a golden ball of energy like a small sun growing in your lower dantian, in your navel chakra. And you will exhale, and when you exhale, you will visualize the golden ball intensifying its glow. And with each breath, you will see the light growing brighter and brighter. And you will do this 36 times, or you will practice this for at least 3 to 5 minutes a day. 10 minutes would be ideal. And this will charge your eternal, this will recharge your battery or your internal system. This is what I'm talking about. This is what we do here. We give you the facts on how to do and how to find solutions for every problem and every ailment and every situation in life in which that we have going on. I doubt very seriously if any other show in which that actually does that. That give you the keys on how to heal yourself, and then also how to heal others. You can also learn what is called pranic breathing. You can learn the technique, what is called 7-1-7-1, which is to breathe in for a count of 7, retain that for a count of 1, exhale for a count of 7, and retain that for a count of 1, and start that cycle over again. And you would do that 100 times a day. Or you can do... And you can also visualize as you're doing it that energy going into the various storage places of your melanin, of your battery. Once again, it's your navel chakra, the back of your heart, and your third eye. So if you want to immortalize yourself, to have longevity, you will bring more energy into the navel chakra that deals with your DNA and your blood, the manufacturing of your blood. That means that that information is directly going into... at the back, in the kidneys, is also going into the above the kidneys, which is the adrenal glands, which sits above the kidneys, and which that deals with production of adrenaline. These are the things in which that are going on. So you can also learn 6-3-6-3. You will breathe in for a count of 6, hold it for 3, breathe out for a count of 6, hold it for 3, and do that 100 times daily. Those two particular techniques is what's called pranic breathing. You bring more prana, chi, ki, ra, raku, or ruku, or Holy Spirit into your body. All right? This is what must be done. All right? We're getting ready to, in a few here, in about 5 minutes, we're getting ready to go to our break. But there's some more things that I do want to talk about. Let's get into the waters of life, or what is called urine therapy, or what is called the golden elixir. The term urine therapy, or urotherapy, or urinotherapy, or uropathy, there's many various applications of the human urine for medicinal and cosmetic purposes. As a matter of fact, in many of the cosmetic, if you look at the back of those ingredients of those cosmetic products, you will see urea. That's U-R-E-A, in which that is, a lot of that comes from horses, or either is synthetic. So that means that you're putting horse urine on your face and on your body, and in many of these lotions and these various shampoos and things like that. All right? Now, according to Chinese news, it says more than 3 million Chinese drink their own urine. The use of urine for medicinal purposes can be traced back to societies in ancient Temeria or Kemet or Egypt, China, the Hindus or the Indo-Kush people, and even the Olmec, Mayan, Aztec histories. Even in the Bible, in the Proverbs, the 5th chapter, the 15th verse, it says, drink water from thy own cistern and the streams of thy own well. All right, so urine consists of urea, which is an antifungal, antibacterial, and antiviral agent. All right, urea is produced when the body tries to balance the ratio of sodium chloride with water. Now, there's a product on the market called ASEA, A-S-E-A. The ingredient, the main ingredient in there is sodium chloride, which they say is stabilized, is the redox signaling molecules. And when it is destabilized, it is simply salt water. Now, we know that back in the days that salt water was used because it was nearly identical to the structure of blood plasma prior to blood transfer. That's what was used, all right? Saline solution is still used today when you go to the hospital and they hook you up. First thing they do is hook you up to a saline solution, which is salt water, in order to bring you back to life or to make sure that you are living. So they know the properties of this, except by the time that you get there and they hook you up, you know, your body is so deficient of it, of this sodium chloride, which is one of the 12 blood nutritive salts. That's good for the blood, the muscles and the tissues. You know, what it does is that it makes your body support the vital function of the immune system. So the sodium chloride, in which that is within your own urine, as well as within this product, ASEA, helps with establishing and supporting the vital function of the immune system. All right, the key to protecting, repairing, and replacing cells is a specialized set of molecules called the redox signaling molecules. Your own body makes them every minute of the day, but as you get older, your own body is less efficient at it. Okay? Your body is less efficient at it. As a matter of fact, as a baby, you have 100% healing capabilities. However, as the time you get to being 70, it's down to 10%. So what your own urine does is support your immune system. That means it helps activate your thymus gland, which activates your white blood cells, which is your defense system. All right? Urine main consistency or constituents is water and urea. The latter is known within these commercial and other uses. As we've seen, urine also contains a small amount of thousands of compounds, hormones, as well as also cortisone steroids. In other words, for a male who might be impotent, by him drinking his own urine, he would not be impotent any longer. Because of this ability to kill bacteria and limit inflammation, urea has also been used as ointments and lotions. Urine is believed to be a byproduct of the blood filtration. It is not excess water that is released from the body. When blood filters, the nutrients pass through the liver. The toxins are filtered out and they're excreted as solid waste. In other words, as defecation. That's where the toxins and the poison go to. But the purified blood then travels to the kidneys where excess nutrients are eliminated from the body. So urine only is only a derivative of the blood. Matter of fact, urine and blood plasma are nearly identical. The medical name of urine is plasma ultrafiltrate. So 95% of this liquid is water, and the rest is a mixture of nutrients, urea, minerals, enzymes, antibodies, and hormones. It is a fluid which has tremendous variations of composition. All right? So this is what we're talking about. So you're supposed to... researchers have also observed that urine, because it is actually excreted from our blood, contains small amounts of almost all of the life-sustaining elements, amino acids, enzymes, which is, of course, proteins as amino acids, hormones, antibodies, and immunizing agents that our blood contains. So you're supposed to, the first urine of the day, which is in the morning when you wake up, the morning stream of urine is the best sample. Before collecting this sample, it is necessary, of course, to wash the genitals, to wash your hands, because you want to keep it sterile as much as possible, and to make sure that you refrain from eating anything for at least a half an hour. All right? Dr. John Armstrong, for the first time, he writes that medical scientists said that in the laboratory and washed urine completely devastate rabies, polio viruses, tuberculosis, typhoid, syphilis, gonorrhea, bacteria, and even cancer cells. Urine and urea has been claimed by many practitioners to have an anti-cancer effect. All right, we know that it gets rid of tumors and it also gets rid of cysts, which could possibly evolve from becoming benign into malignant. It has been hypothesized that because some cancer cells or antigens are transferred through urine, so through oral therapy, these antigens can be induced into the immune system that might then create antibodies against it. So this is your own natural defense. This is your own ability. This is your own ability in order to be vaccinated. You vaccinate yourself. You don't need no doctor to vaccinate you, who majority of them cannot tell you what even is in the even in the vaccine batch. They can't tell you what is in them. They can't tell you the fillers. They can't tell you the ingredients. We just did. Somebody else's urine. Somebody else's defecation. It's not yours. Where did it come from? Sweepings of children. That means sneeze, snot, boogers. It's not your children. All right, let me give you a little story of what happened a couple of years ago and be getting ready to go to break. We found out this brother, Hoteen. Brother Hoteen told us this story years ago when I was living in Atlanta back in the mid-90s. There was an incident in which that occurred through the CDC, which is there in Atlanta, Georgia, in which that a brother mixed up two batches. One was going to the ghetto, one was going to the white suburbs. He mixed them up purposely, and what happened was is that they jumped on helicopters in order to try to find, and they had an OPB. That means cops and everybody was called in order to try to find these vaccines. So obviously the vaccines are different in which that they are giving our people. Okay, so we just told you what is inside of these vaccines. And so we can think of that there's probably even worse things in them as they go into the ghetto or go into the so-called black areas. All right, we also found that urine therapy is said to cure a variety of ailments ranging from arthritis, hepatitis, muscular cirrhosis, diabetes, herpes, adrenal disease, and many other things, such as it even been cited for treating of AIDS, gout, impotency, obesity, asthma, blisters, cuts, wounds, cataracts, constipation, colds, heart disease, hyperacidity, disease of the stomach and intestines, hemorrhoids, pals, and ringworms, uterus inflammation, and tuberculosis, and many other things. So that means that it's good for bronchitis, because what it does is help remove, because of the salt content, the iodine, it helps remove mucus in the body that has laid and lodged themselves deeply into the cellular structure. So it helps remove this mucus. So that means that it helps with re-alkalining the body. So we're going to end it right there. All right? Well, we're getting ready to go to our break. Thank you.
all love, all love. Vegetables, fresh fruit, and whole wheat. I'm from the old school. My household smell like soul food, bruh. Curry falafel, barbecue tofu. No fish, though, no candy bars, no cigarettes. Only ganja, fresh squeezed juice from oranges. Exercising daily to stay healthy. And I rarely drink water out the tap because it's filthy.
Lentil soup is mental fruit, and ginger root is good for the youth. Fresh vegetable with them Italian stew. Sweet yam fries with the green hallelujah. Careful how you season and prepare your foods, cause you don't wanna lose vitamins and minerals, and that's a jewel. Life brings life, it's valuable. So I eat what comes from the ground, it's natural. Let the food be your medicine, no accelerant. Strictly herb generates from the sun, cause I got melanin and drink water. 8 glasses a day, cause that's what they say.
They say you are what you eat, so I strive to eat healthy. My goal in life is not to be rich or wealthy, but true wealth comes from good health and wise ways. We got to start taking better care of ourselves. They say you are what you eat, so I strive to eat healthy. My goal in life is not to be rich or wealthy, but true wealth comes from good health and wise ways. We got to start taking better care of ourselves. Be healthy, y'all.
Yeah, hold the fuck up, yo. Take this little intermission. Listen what the fuck we got to say, you know. World is wrong, son. Niggas been living foul for too long, know what I'm saying? Smoking bogeys, fucking drinking all types of shit, wailing out, not giving a fuck what they put in their bodies, son. Know what I'm saying? About time niggas start thinking about that shit, son. Know what I'm saying? That shit is fucking making us deteriorate, son. Word up, we gotta care about our little babies and shit, son. Niggas got kids to raise. Straight up, you gotta start learning yourself, learning about your health, son. Learning this world we live in, kid, you know what I'm saying? It's time to start changing all that shit, God, word up. So I'ma leave y'all niggas on some shit like that, you know what I mean? Word up, y'all niggas better start using y'all minds and shit, kid.
Peace, we back. Hopefully y'all enjoyed that. That's one of the more healthy songs in which that we can definitely drop during this particular segment. We have Brother Joel. I'm online, Brother Joel. Can you hear me? Brother Joel?
Hello?
Hear me? Yes.
Yeah.
You are on the air, brother. We ready for you. I done propped them as much as I can. Go ahead and hit them all up with that Kanji water demo.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hello.
Oh, yeah, everybody doing good.
All right, good.
They're anxious for you. Come on and hit them with it.
Hold on one second. Let me make sure I get this together because, you know, I like to have facts.
Okay.
All right. Well, actually, for people who don't know me, I'm Joel Benjamin. I do a Kanji water, frequencies, crystals, everything you need. I was just listening to a quick breakdown you did about the urine therapy. All right. Most people's urine is very acidic. We already know this, correct? Now,
yeah.
This is one thing I noticed with drinking Kanji water. When you drink the Kanji water, especially on a regular basis, and test your urine will come out anywhere from 8.0 to 8.9, all right, on the alkaline scale. I'm talking about when you test the alkalinity of your urine. So this is something that anybody could go test and do. But before I go on, is there any questions from you, any of your listeners? Because I like to just move with questions. Any questions out there?
We got a couple of questions.
Oh, man.
Let's see what's going on here. Caller ended in 5851.
Hello?
Caller 5851. Yes, you're on the air.
Hi, good night.
Greetings, how you doing?
I
I'm good. I'm doing well. I have a question in regards to the Kangen water.
Oh, yeah.
I was watching a lecture by Reverend Phil Valentine.
Uh-huh.
And I remember seeing that your body, when you drink spring water, your body automatically regulates, like it changes the water to whatever it needs. So if your body's already acidic, then it changes the water to alkaline. And if your body is too alkaline, then it would change the water to be more acidic. So he was like saying that the alkaline water isn't really necessary. So
is that, you want to handle that own question? Because that was something we were going to go into. So go ahead and hit it on up.
Hold on. You have any more before I respond? Because I'm about to go in. So you have any more before I respond?
Yeah, it's caller ending in 1215. 1215. Your question,
no,
please.
No, not that caller. I was talking about the last person that was on. All right, let me just go ahead and answer a question now. That, I don't know if there's any children listening in on this show, but that's other bull. I won't even say the rest of the word that I want to put behind that. We got to stop thinking because these people already brought us good information and these people are so-called, quote-unquote, leaders, that we can't correct them or say certain things to them or about them when they're wrong. Number one, first to start off, this was the same man that said in 2005, if I'm not mistaken, this is the same Phil Valentine I think you're talking about. This is the same man that said in 2005, herbs ain't good for you. All right? This is the same man that says overactivates the glands or whatever the case may be. Now, I already know of this man curing cancer and all these other things. As far as I know, he used herbs, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So for the simple fact that this is the case, I don't know what he's talking about. With this water thing now, the whole point is when you put water into your body, alkaline water, number one, this stuff is in Japan, all over Japan. They use it for colonoscopy, and a lot of the Japanese and Chinese use urine therapy, all right? Eileen just finished going over that, and I just gave you a breakdown of when your body is alkaline. They preach all this stuff about having your body in an alkaline form. Now, you got to ask yourself this question. If this is the fastest way to alkaline your body with water, your body's over 70% water, let's say they look to say over 90, all right? I know the brain itself alone is over 95% water. So why is everybody all of a sudden want to get on the Kangen water case when this water been proved to heal people, cure people? In Japan, they're allowed to say it cures diseases. I haven't heard no case of anybody ever getting messed up, and if there is a case, show me proof of it. So this water goes into your body.
Now, let me ask you, in water in which that Mona Harris was also be talking about on her videotape, water on the brain, in which that she actually got killed for revealing this information to the black community?
That's the exact water, and let me make it clear. I'm glad you mentioned that. Ain't nobody bumping me off like Mona Harris. I'm going to make that clear because most of our, scholars that we listen to, go figure it out. They know Mona Harris, and you don't hear them big her up, and nobody ever came after her and talk about water, especially the way how I came and talk about it, and the same water. So you got to ask yourself this question. When this lady was looking to bring this water to the black community, look her up. Her name is Mona Harris, and look up the people that was cool with her, and you'll be shocked how they don't bring her up. And they used to be her followers. Most of them are doctors. Some of them are reverends. Some of them are priestesses. And you know about these people now, and they don't ever back her, talk about her, or rush to her defense when she got killed. The only one that I ever heard really talk about her that knew her back then was Dr. Phil, not Dr. Phil, oh my gosh, what's the guy named? Dr. Gilbert Blair. He's the only one I ever heard talk about her. And have a guy that wrote a book, he wrote about 5, 6 books, probably 10 books. All right, Message in Water. This guy hasn't ever once mentioned Mona Harris, and Mona Harris.
Yeah, that's, and he's talking about back in Japan. His name is Dr. Masaru Emoto, who did the water testing with the talking to the various waters. He checked the one, you know, with negative things. He said, and then he looked up under the freeze stick and looked up in the microscope and seen that it was discombobulated. You know, and then
Ali,
he looked at
Ali,
he did another
Ali.
One, which had positive things up under. And we say they froze that and looked up under it from the microscope, and they have 6-foot star configuration or look like snowflakes.
Hold up, Eileen. Hold up. I'm about to bust all this out the water. Now, this guy and Mona Harris, you see everything he coming with writing on the water and the words or whatever the case is? Dr. Jewel Pookrum is the one that taught him that and gave the breakdown. There's some stuff that I came out and exposed about water you have not heard this guy talk about. And I know for a fact, maybe not all of it, but some of the stuff that I even talked about, he knows, and he will not come out with the information. It's only the information he's allowed to come out with is limited because he saw what happened to his homegirl, Mona Harris, all right? And he don't want to fall in them footsteps. Okay, so we got to ask ourselves these questions. How come these people getting on Kanjin water case, mostly alkaline water, because everybody thinks alkaline water and Kanjin water is the same when it's not, because you can alkalize your water, but you can alkalize it so much, but if the microclusters ain't small enough to go to your cells, you're not properly getting dehydrated. Okay, so that's the point right there. Next thing, they talk all this stuff. We're bathing in the water. This is very serious. It have something called anthrazine. I'm going to spell it out. A-T-H-R-A-Z-I-N-E. All right? The name of the company is Syngenta. If I'm correct, the correct spelling for them is S-Y-N-G-E-N-T-A, Syngenta. They're a European company. This product they make, in Switzerland, I believe. It's banned in the whole United Nations, all right? But they sell the product here to America. This is in your drinking water, your bathing water, okay? Most of your bottled water, most of your juices and soda, this is in. This is more deadlier than fluoride and chlorine put together, all right? This machine, the Kanjin water machine that I sell, and if you want the water, you could also get that too. It takes out this chemical, all right? This chemical has been proven to, make you impotent or more feminized, give women cancer. It has a doctor. I'm going to break out his name real quick. His name is Tyrone Haynes. Actually, he's a biologist. He's a biologist in the University of California. Now, I recently opened up for A.A. Rashid, which he did very good. Big up to A.A. Rashid for having me open for him on that one. He did very good on his lecture. But I opened for him, and I broke all this down, and I even showed with the stuff written on the water and everything what it do. Now, it got people telling me how it got other people saying, scholars and lecturers saying how just write on your water, it'll do all good. It'll change the water and just talk to your water. If that's the case, why are they telling you all the garbage they put in the fluoride and whatnot in the water, and you don't even hear them talk about anthrazine? That's the next thing. So what's really going on? Because the name of the lecture when I did with A. Rashid, when I opened up for A. Rashid, is Do the Ones You Trust Know the Truth About Water, Money, Sickness, Lies, and Wealth. So who's profiting from all this? And why is some of the information that's most pertinent that you need to know is not coming out to the forefront? That's the question that needs to really be asked, because I'm bringing it to people. And like I said, ain't nobody taking me out like Mona Harris, because I know what's been said and what's been done.
Okay. Joel, we also got some more questions for you guys. Caller
right,
ending in 1215.
Peace, Scott. This is Brother Kair Love L, calling in from North Carolina.
All right, Peace, go ahead, state your question.
Right. Mine is dealing with the balance because and the effects of the blood itself in the human body is not naturally alkaline, nor is it naturally acidic. We are also aware that changing the diet when the body is at a highly acidic state, when you change it to an alkaline diet through water or food, it has the, you know, the curing effect. Like you said, they say in Japan or China, it cures diseases. But for those of us who do not have cancer or who do not have life-threatening diseases, who are looking for just a balanced, we want a balanced pH level, you know, which is anywhere from 7 to 7.4. My question is, isn't there a danger of overdoing it as far as, like, we overdid it with acidic diet? Isn't there a danger of overdoing it? Let me finish the question, please. Then I won't interrupt. Let me finish the question. Isn't there a danger of overdoing it with too much alkaline anything?
You finish?
Yeah, that's it.
Hello?
All right. I already know what you're going to say because I don't have much time. I'm just breaking this down for Eileen. I'm on his show. Let me give you the breakdown. First of all, when a baby comes out, most babies, when they're born, their alkalinity level is anywhere from 8.8 to 9.5. Some of these new babies that's being born, their alkalinity level is 10.0 or higher. All right, those are babies I'm talking about being born. Why you think they like to get their spinal fluid for that stuff Christopher Reed was all about with the stem cell research and all that? That's mostly the melanin and the water. The water within the body is highly alkaline, okay? So ain't no way, because when people test their urine by drinking this water, their urine is coming out anywhere from 8.9. I haven't known anybody else whose urine have been higher than that when they tested it. I know a few people test their urine, so have I, okay? So we're melanated beings. I'm talking to the melanated people now, all right? You have Caucasian. If you have a Caucasian, I'll show you a picture of him drink this water. He was in his deathbed, all right? He had cancer. He got better. Okay, that's somebody who was sick. What about those Japanese, the majority of them who aren't sick, that drink this water on a regular, and they drink it 9.5? And the water could actually be higher depending on the source where you are, because my homeboy Jamel, his water in the Bronx, when he used his machine, comes out 11.3, all right? That's 11.3 on the scale, and ain't nothing wrong with him. There's no such thing as far as I know, as over-alkalizing your body for the simple fact of what I just told you with the babies when they're being born. So if you're a person, you're drinking this water on the regular, you'll see what happens to you, your body, in and of itself. It's just that simple. It's nothing more to question. Now, as for the blood, they look to say, I heard what you were saying with the blood. Now, let me give you the breakdown of that. This is information that they're trying to keep from you, and the only person that I ever really heard break this down is two people, Dr. Dilbert Blair, all right, that's one, and Dr. Eileen Bay. With the crystalline structure where you have quartz within your bones and with your blood, I gave a lecture where I opened up for vaccines in Nicholas's bookstore, big up to Monique on Nicholas bookstore on Fulton, where I opened up for the guy who wrote the book on vaccines, that King Simon production that he put on. All right, I opened for the guy. I gave the breakdown of what they're doing with the vaccine and what's happening to the blood. They're trying to attack your blood because your blood is going in different, how you say, strands of DNA that they're being shocked. Instead of two of the strands, you're getting three of, I don't know if they call it the helix, that spiral. You're getting a third spiral, all right? The first known case of it was a white boy, a little white child that they gave the vaccine to. When they checked his alkalinity level, it was off the chain. He started going half blind, started shaking and all that after they gave him the vaccine. He was, let's say, out of commission in terms to say for about a year because his body was fighting it off. Now, this, remember what I just told you. As soon as they gave him the vaccine, this is what happened. His body was highly alkaline, okay? And this is a Caucasian. Now, we're known to say, oh, this don't happen or whatever, whatever the case is. But here you got a Caucasian with three-strand DNA, all right? And if anybody who's doubt me, I'll get you his name. His name is Alcee Clamp. I'm going to give you the spelling so you could check this out. A-L-S-I-E. His last name is Clamp. C-L-A-M-P. All right? So we need to start getting out of this misnomer that all this over the alkalinity and whatnot. That's garbage because you have Caucasians doing it, and yet we're supposed to have more melanin than them, and we can't handle no 9.5 water on the regular. When going farther back, our water used to be as high as that on a regular. When we're dealing with ancient Kemet, look at the Himalayan mountains. The Himalayan mountains, their water is alkaline, and they're high, high up there. And it have a higher ORP level, oxidation reduction potential, okay? And the molecule of the water is smaller as well. And they drink that water every day. Now tell me who's better than those people. So I hope I answered your question, sir.
He sort of did feel like you did because he was building that he's talking about a healthy person like himself drinking the Kangen water.
That's what I just said. You have all those Tibetan monks, they're healthy. They're healthy. You have many people that are healthy that drink this water. The Japanese is the main one. The water has been out for over 60 years. When Mona Harris tried to break it into the black community, they killed her. I'm going to repeat, they killed her. So
yeah, well, that makes sense because, even if we eat what appears to be acidic foods, such as oranges, lemon, limes, we know that those are the most alkaline foods that we can eat, or the citric acid foods, because inside of your stomach, they become alkaline, highly alkaline. Lemons are one of the most alkaline foods that we can eat. This is where this ritual come in at now. I'll put a little bit of pinch of cayenne pepper, lemon juice, and some water in which that it alkalines the water. You know what I'm saying? So definitely you're on point. We got one more question here. Let's get to it. It's 410-298-5711. You're on the air.
Yes, good evening, everybody. Hi, this is Paulette from Baltimore, and I just want to make a comment that I've been drinking this water since April of last year, and the problem that I had before I started drinking the water, I was very dehydrated, and that was because I had basically gotten tired of drinking the bottled water, and I used to buy the Shawnee water, and of course, it has so many contaminants and toxins in it that I just stopped drinking water for a while, so I decided to get the Kangen water because I saw the video that Joelle did on with Dr. Blair, and ever since I started drinking that water, I used to suffer with sinus headaches really, really bad to the point that I would come home, darken the shade, cut off the lights, no noise, nothing. And ever since I started drinking that water, as of today, I have not had a sinus headache, nor have I had to take any medication for sinus at all. So the water does work, and I can truly say it has healed my sinus. Now, there are times when, because of the atmosphere changing, I will feel pressure in my head. But as soon as I drink that water, I drink a glass immediately. An hour later, the pressure is gone. So my body is very alkaline. And another thing I wanted to say was that I had heard at a lecture that Dr. Phil Valentine was saying something very negative about the water. And I couldn't really understand that. So you had already answered the question when the first caller asked something about, she had heard him say something. So That's what I wanted to say about the water.
Goddess, I'm so glad you said that about the water. Just know that haters, they're going to hate. They can't help it. I made up a song about it, too. Haters, they going to hate. You see, so, I mean, they just are. I'm so grateful to hear your testimony, Goddess. Thank you so much for that. I drink canned water, too. I'm grateful. I think that as melanated people, we need to drink more water, period. There were some questions, Brother Joel, in the chat room. One of the brother wants you to break down vital life water. Do you know anything about that? Vital structured water. What do you think about vital structured water?
All right. Vital structured water. I'm going to give you a breakdown. There's also some attack going on monatomic gold. All right. For people who want minerals, I got monatomic minerals, monatomic gold, monatomic silver, monatomic platinum, all this stuff breaking down, okay? They say with the structured water. Now, number one, again, the Kanjin water is going directly to the cell. It breaks down the micro clusters, all right? It breaks it down into micro clusters, so it's going directly to the cell. Now, some people will say, like, yo, this dude don't play. He just come and he's just attacking with it. We've been in the dark for too long. We have all these different waters. I hear people talk about, well, I just put lime in my water, and I alkaline my water, but yet they're still sick as a dog. They talk about they have an alkaline diet, but yet when they steam their fruits or vegetable or they're drinking their water, they're mixing it with acidic water. That don't make sense to me. So if you know the body needs, they say 100, Aline, correct me if I'm wrong, they say the body needs 130-something minerals. I bring out water, well, I put for you, that is 160-something with amino acids and all that, if you want that, okay? Now, people say, well, I could get that from fruits and vegetables. Okay, if that's the case, well, why is it when you're eating that you're still in the predicament you're in? Maybe it's because the American soil, if I'm lying, I'm lying after the government and these people putting out the information. They say the soil only has 6 minerals in it. I don't care how much organic food you eat, how much vegetables, it's garbage. Because when you go to Trinidad, Jamaica, Africa, all right, the minerals of the soils have like 130-something minerals, okay? And the soil is very alkaline. It got something out there called goji berries. It's very good. Now, eat goji berries grown from somewhere else, and then eat some goji berries grown from the Himalayan mountains that was alkaline with that same water, with that same water they have up there, and tell me the difference in taste. Hello?
Yes, hell is low, God. You're right. I got some more questions, too. Let me see. Oh, yeah. The brother Eric, the God Eric, he wanted to know, does Blue Delta water, it is 8.6 as well. It's alkaline. So is that good, too?
All right, now, everybody see my test. I'll tell you what I do. It got a water out there. I'll even call them out. It's called Evermore. That water is a 9.5. That's highly alkaline, okay? But like I said, the microclusters is not small enough going to your body. So I don't care how much water you drink. If that water is not going to your cells, it's not alkalizing your body. Everybody saw the test I did with Dr. Blair. When I was opened up for Dr. Blair, I opened up for him twice. The first one was called Avatar 2012, all right? Brother Rich was the one that taped that. Big up to Brother Rich, too. Also, Blue Pill, because I was supposed to do a blog talk radio with Blue Pill, but it didn't end up going through because his brother made a mistake and overbooked. That was on Friday the 13th, so big up to him, too. Blue Pill pulled it to my knowledge. Because when I first gave the water to Blue Pill, he was doing it for his sea moss. And Blue Pill said how he went to a certain state with it. That's when I started coming out with the crystals and whatnot, because I've been doing this for the longest. With the water, I opened up for Avatar 2012. The second one was the metaphysical breakdown of inception. I show how this, my aura pictures. I show how my aura was before I was even drinking any water, which was very high. As soon as I started taking the water and anybody else that drinks this water, their aura is expanded. The Asian people are shocked when they see this. I got turquoise, gold, platinum, silver in my aura. Big orbs of bright white light in my aura, and I showed this on Metaphysical Breakdown of Inception, and I also showed some of the pictures when I recently opened up for A.A. Rashid in the Nicholas bookstore, okay? So I've been having reports of people say when they meditate, how they go to a higher consciousness. I had people say that the clarity is more vivid. That's because the water is decalcifying your pineal gland. Bobby Hemmett even spoke about it. All right, water and melanin goes together, good water. So if you have your body in an alkaline state and it which we know the calcification of the pineal gland is because of acidity, then enough said. Because I even heard a lecture a while back when Dr. Phil Valentine was talking about tangent water and telling people how good it was and for them to get it. So now, with this turnaround and what he's saying, I don't know what's going on. Because they're talking about, I'm hearing that there's people out there saying just write on your water, all this. So just take regular sewer water, okay, or your toilet water, write thank you on it, write love or whatever the case is, and then drink it and tell me what happens to you. And that's all I really got to say on the matter. Because there's a lot of stuff going on. We need to start paying attention to what's really happening. Why is it that this water been kept from the community for so long, and way back when a lady tried to bring it out, and she dropped a lot of info, Mona Harris, I urge people to go check this lady out. She has a DVD called Water and the Brain. When you go check this out, you'll be shocked. Just drink the water yourself for 2 days straight. Take it with your herbs, cook with it, whatever you do with water, and you'll see a big difference. I'm telling you.
All right, Brother Joel, we have another call with a question. It's 3648, ending in 3648. You're on the air.
Oh, bro, I was calling you for 9:30. This is Brother Thomas. How you doing?
Oh, Brother Thomas.
Hi,
peace out. I'm going and jump on in. Brother Jerome,
okay.
He done answered all the questions that he needs to.
Yeah,
but,
I'm
going to bid on the Moringa. Go ahead, be ready for you.
First of all, I'm going to say thank you. But, hey, that Kansan water is what it is because I don't try it. Everybody I know around in this community, they use it. They need it. And, once you taste that water, you taste the difference. You know there is no chlorine in it. You know everything go along with that water. That's the only water I would want to drink.
Excuse me, brother.
Yes.
I'm sorry. You just said something about Moringa?
Yes.
All right. Well, I came on like around 8:55. I take it Eileen was talking about Moringa. Am I correct in saying that?
No, he's getting ready. Well, I was getting ready to speak about it. But you go ahead, brother. Go ahead and say what you need to say.
All right, Moringa, there's also some lectures going around, one in particular, it's a doctor, all right? They talk about Moringa. First, they said Moringa was good, all right? There's
mm-hmm.
a few people out here talking about Moringa. Now there's people looking to say Moringa is bad. One doctor in particular talk about we need to stick to African diet, we need to do it the African way. Now, Moringa
mm-hmm.
is from Africa.
Am I correct?
All right, so why are they bad talking Moringa? Because I heard Moringa healed a lot of people. I make a special drink with Moringa and the Kanjin water, all right, with other herbs in it, and I've been getting great results. A matter of fact, I had people tell me they start using Moringa when they got a study on tests, and especially when they use it with the water, because any herb that it is that's good for you, immediately take it to the bloodstream so you're getting all the vitamins, minerals, everything with oxygen rushing straight to your brain cells.
With Moringa,
right?
You have 19 amino acids in it, but you have all your essential amino acids, the ones that you supposedly need to get from your diet. That's already in a plant or a tree. because basically that's what moringa is, a tree. It's the second
Correct.
Fastest growing tree next to bamboo. So it's a lot of things that, you know, that Africans already had that was using, but the way they was cooking until they start changing their methods. Now, you know, like for instance, it does have calcium. We got four times the amount of calcium in it than drinking four glasses of milk. Had four times as much vitamin A as carrots. Two times as much protein as you find in yogurt. Three times as much potassium you find in bananas. And seven times as much vitamin C as you find in oranges. So it has all that. And that's not even talking about all the other things that the body start going through when you start using moringa. That's the least
amount.
All right.
Before you even go into that, this is the next thing I keep saying. A lot of people will drink moringa and all these other forms of vitamins, and it was just on the news and many different articles how moringa is really, moringa and all these other herbs, you're wasting your money. Not because the herbs are no good, but most of the people's bodies are so toxic or they're not able to take it a long period of time. Now, most of these people out there knows the truth. It's not always what you take. It's how you clean out, okay? So if you're taking all these vitamins and you don't have a right carrier, such as water, where the microclusters is very small, and I prove that when I take cold tangent water, cold pipe water, or any other type of water that's frigid cold, I mean freezing cold, all right? Very, very cold, dip a tea bag in it, and you'll see how it extracts the tea like if the water was hot. That's because of the microclusters getting into every nook and cranny of the herb, extracting everything you need, putting that into your body. Now, am I lying, Aileen? Have you not seen me do that already or seen it done? Because you got
Yes, I've seen you do many examples. Matter of fact, Brother Thomas, do you have any more comments? And Brother Joel, I'm going to give you some of the last minutes here in order for you to break down the tests that you have done on these various waters, and you can tell us like what Dasani was compared to the Kangen water, what was Aquafina compared to the Kangen water and the many different waters that you have tested. But Brother Alchemy, go ahead with your moringa. You got anything else that
okay,
you need to say on that?
It's a documentary on your website, on your Facebook account. Or they could go to my Facebook account and they could watch the documentary and you can see it for yourself. And you can do your own research. There's plenty of information on the internet prior to 2000 about moringa. But, you know, for instance, most Americans haven't heard of that. My Facebook account is Thomas, Thomas, A-L, then L, L-A-E-L, Bay, B-E-Y. And I have a documentary on my account, as well as I put one on your account, Dr. Aileen, for people to look at. And they can make their own judgment.
All right, so that means they can my own Facebook page also.
Yes.
Aileen L. Bay.
And I appreciate you having this talk show and getting the information out there. And I thank you for having it.
You know it, Alchemy. Family, we've known Alchemy for years. This is the truth. He is a God made manifest. So if you want to get some moringa, please get it from the God. His number is 910-257-3648. That's 910-257-3648. All right. Peace and honor.
All right. Peace.
Peace, Doc. And Brother Joel, you can continue with the tests and demonstrations that you have done. Please do so.
Okay, I tested Fiji water. I also was the first to bring it to the conscious community how not to drink it for the simple fact they talk all this black power, peace, and all that, but yet they're, how you saying, let me sum it up in simple words. They don't want the people of the Fiji Mountain to even drink their own water, all right? If they come by the water stream, they will be shot, all right? The water ain't that high, the alkaline to begin with, and the ORP rate is very high on the water. I tested it already many times, And when I say the ORP rate is high, I mean the ORP rate is on the positive side, not the negative side. You need water where the ORP rate is on the negative side. All right? There's a scale which I showed before where it's positive and negative. You need that on the negative scale. I tested Poland Spring, Aquafina, all these other waters, and they've been garbage, soda, the whole nine yards. It's all garbage. Okay.
Now, Fiji is alkaline, God, but the ORP reading was up there with soda. It was like 400 and some change, where soda was 520. So it ages you.
Mm-hmm. It's on a plus scale. It's on a plus scale. You see, the water, but when you say alkaline, the Fiji water was only like, what, 7.2, 7.5 at highest on the alkalinity level. That's not very high. That is not very high. That's on the neutral scales right there, okay? So that's not to say, like, it's really all that, but it is supposed to be clean water. Next thing is the bottles that they put it in, the plastic. Now, I've had Tangent water put in plastic, had the water out in a vehicle, all right? A guy did this. He said he don't know if it's going to be good because the water been in plastic. It's been out in the sun. This is during summertime, to be exact. Sun shining, car closed up for a week, all right? Tested the water came out purple. Guess what? That guy also had some other water in his car, and the water came out more acidic than what it was when I went to the, the supermarket and test the water, okay? I do this on the regular. So we got to catch on to what's going on with these companies and how they're going about doing things. Like I said, as many waters that I tested, I challenge anybody that doubt this. I don't care how good you feel. I don't care how good your diet is. Try the water for 1 week. Drink a gallon a day, just a gallon a day. If you can't drink a gallon a day, drink half a gallon a day for 5 days. And this is to the challenge to the people who have nothing wrong with them whatsoever. Drink this water, and then I guarantee you, because I have a homeboy named Roderick, big up to him. He's a raw veganist. I believe he's been raw vegan for 6 or 7 years. He recently bought a machine, well, not recently, he bought a machine last year. And he said straight up, since he bought the machine, the energy that he has is nothing like before. And not for nothing, a lot of Caucasians out there is big on this raw vegan thing. And he's a guy that communicates with a lot of them. And they are on this water like wildfire, okay? Like a wildfire spreading through the forest uncontrollably. They're getting on it heavily. There's no questions asked. And these are raw vegans. They already have a good diet. They're not eating no soy or nothing. And the way how they were looking before they were drinking the water to now, total difference. It got some cases where I already reported of people getting a tan. I've mentioned that at the last Aileen Bailey lecture when I opened for him. Not the last one he did. I'm talking about for the one I opened for him. I mentioned that. And it had people talking about that, especially when they drink sea moss with the water. Because the sea moss, that's why Blue Pill, congratulate what he's doing, where he's coming with the sea moss, because the sea moss traps the light of the sun. I had reports of people drinking sea moss and they getting a tan, all right? When they drink
right,
it with the
exactly.
water.
So that's the same thing with Corella.
Sun Corella.
We were talking about earlier, you're right, Sun Corella, right, it happens the same thing. Because that magnesium molecule is being activated, in which that is causing them to be able to, as you say, tan properly and begin to start getting some surface melanin production within the melanocytes. And before we go, I just want to say this, is that one of the herbs in which that you can definitely use with this Kangen water is dandelion. Dandelion has all 12 nutritive blood salts, or what is called muscle or tissue salts within it. Like, for example, Aries is potassium phosphate. Taurus is sodium phosphate. Gemini is potassium chloride. Cancer is calcium fluoride. Leo is magnesium phosphate. Virgo is potassium sulfate. Libra is sodium phosphate. Scorpio is calcium sulfate. Sagittarius is silica. Capricorn is calcium phosphate or lime phosphate. And Aquarius is sodium chlorine, chloride, which we spoke about a little bit earlier, in which that helps with the initiation of what is called the redox signaling molecules, in which that helps with the tamers, in which that are on the ends of your DNA, and it helps to rejuvenate those so you can begin to start beating the aging process and begin to start having a strong, healthy life, and it helps with the improvement of the immune system. So that one is particular, and being that we're going into the age of Aquarius, that's going to become more of one of the elements that we're definitely going to need, that sodium chloride within the blood. And actually what it does, being that dealing with Aquarius, is the saline solution of the blood, you know. Then, of course, Pisces is the iron phosphate. So these are the 12 nutritive blood cells in which that we need on a daily basis, and one of the herbs in which that has all 12 is dandelion. Dandelion and its cousin milk thistle are very good and excellent, especially with this Kangen water, as far as bringing health, rejuvenation, and longevity to an individual. Go ahead, Brother Joel. We got one more. We got 2 more minutes before we start to go out and put on the song with that.
All right, real quick, Eileen. The dandelion that you just mentioned, a lot of people don't know dandelion is very good to for your sperm count. It
yes.
also, would you say, structuralize the muscle and tissue. For men, now, you'll practically be going in on your lady because it also makes your penis bigger, all right? It works on the muscles of your body, especially your cartilage. Now, we all know in the penis that's a sponge that's there. So that I just wanted to give that quick breakdown. When you take it with the water, you'll get overly, how you say, horny, all right, because it's taking it straight to the bloodstream. Just drinking the water alone will get you more sexually aroused for the simple fact it's adding circulation, okay? Real quick, when people, I challenge anybody that the drinkers out there, just because you're conscious don't mean you don't drink. I just want to put that out there. We got people that drink. I know people that have hangover, many people. When they have a hangover, they drink the water and they snap out of it just like that. I'm talking about when they're falling over, drooling, then they're passed out. They drink the water and they up, back, dancing in the club and everything. So there's a lot to go with this water. And crystals and frequencies. I didn't have much time to get into that, but that, I do that also. Get the Metaphysical Breakdown of Inception by Dr. Gilbert Blair. Also get the tape. You could contact Eileen Bay, where I broke down crystals and frequencies and symbols. I also deal with symbols. And you could get a proper breakdown on that. My number is 347-595-3847. That's 347-595-3847. If anybody need more information, water machine or some water, call me. If you, Eileen Bay, he deals with the water. He's out there in North Carolina, so people are in luck. Thank you for having me on your show, Eileen. Khadija, thank you. And y'all have a blessed one.
You rock. You know, thank you for coming on. We're going to have you come on again in order to break down those frequencies and those crystals information, because that's going to go right along with me going more into this 12 blood. Results. All right. Thank you. Peace and blessings. And we get ready to end the show. And peace out.
Peace.
Peace. What a relief. When will this poisonous product cease? This is another public service announcement. You can believe it or you can doubt it. Let us begin now with the cow. The way it gets to your plate and how. The cow doesn't grow fast enough for man. So through his greed, he makes a faster plan. He has drugs to make the cow grow quicker. Through the stress, the cow gets sicker. 21 different drugs are pumped. In lump. So just before it dies, it cries in the slaughterhouse full of germs and flies. Off with the head. They pack it, drain it, and cart it. And there it is in your local supermarket. Red and bloody. A corpse neatly packed. And you wonder about heart attacks? Come on now, man. Let's be for real. You are what you eat is the way I feel. But the Food and Drug Administration will tell you meat is the perfect combination. See, cows live under fear and stress, trying to think what's gonna happen next. Fear and stress can become a part of you. In your cells and blood, this is true. So when the cow is killed, believe it. You preserve those cells, you freeze it, thaw it out with the blood and season it. Then you sit down and begin eating it. In your body, its structure becomes your structure. All the fear and stress of another. Any drug is addictive by any name. Even drugs in meat, they are the same. The FDA has America strung out on drugs and beef, no doubt. So if you think that what I say is a bunch of crap, tell yourself you're gonna try and stop eating meat and you'll see you can't compete. It's the number one drug on the street, not crack, cause that was made for just black but brown beef for all American teeth. Life brings life, death brings death. Keep on eating the dead and what's left. Absolute disease and negative. Read the book How to Eat to Live by Elijah Muhammad. It's a brown paperback for anybody, either white or black. See how many cows must be pumped up fatter. How many rats gotta fall in the batter? How many chickens that eat shit you eat? How much high blood pressure you get from pig feet? See, you'll consume the FDA can care less. They'll sell you donkey meat and say it's fresh.
For 2011, you sucker. All right. No doubt. That's the way it is. We're going to go a little bit further in, I guess, what was that staying on. There's any questions?
Who, me?
801 is online.
Yeah, hello?
3801, yes, you are on air.
Hey, how you doing? Well, I mean, I had a question for Brother Joel regarding the
right.
water and stuff like that, but, I mean, is he still available?
He'll be in 2 seconds, hold on.
He will be within 2 seconds, and just give us a little time and we can have him back on. But you can go on and ask me the question for right now, because as he said, we also deal with the water.
Cool. All right, well, I've noticed that some people add, like, gems and crystals to their water while they drink
yeah.
it. Is that what kind of, like, benefits do you get from that process?
Based on, it depends on which gem or type of crystal which that you use. If you read the Bible and you go to the Old Testament and the New Testament, it speaks about the 12 gems or the 12 stones on the plate of the Levite priest. So if you know about those 12 gems, those are the 12 also gems which that correlate to the 12 zodiac signs too. So like, for example, let's say you take a diamond, which is an extremely hard crystal, and drink the properties of that. Diamond is known for high spiritual enlistment and enlightenment. It is also utilized in order for, I guess you would say, protection, reducing negative energies, you know, and it promotes longevity and it promotes health, you know. So if you use, like if you are Aries, you would use the diamond, you know. If you, you know, various signs, you know, they have various, they use the various gems. It can be based, like I said, on the sign. You know, so, like, for example, what is your sign?
I'm a Virgo.
Okay.
Virgo. Yeah.
Now, you know, there's several ones for Virgo.
I didn't know that.
Right, there's several stones or gems for Virgo. All right? The ruling... the so-called planet, which actually isn't a planet, artificial satellite, in which that rules over Virgo, is the moon.
Right.
So actually the element would be silver you can use, and the gem can actually be a moonstone.
Right, and I would add this to the water, and it would help.
You can add that, right, add that to the water, exactly. All right,
cool.
You can also add magnets to the water, as well as also pictures. All right, if you have particular mandalas, which that, you know, these are some of the things in which that I'm pretty sure Brother Joel would get into, but these are things in which that you can definitely do in order to strengthen the water molecule. Remember, there was a test done, like we said, by Masaru Emoto, who's a Japanese scientist, in which that he did with the water. He spoke negative things into one glass of water and froze it. And when he froze it, it looked discombobulated based on the negative things in which that he said. The negative intent went into the water. That means water is a spirit. It is a houser. It houses a memory. That's what water does. It houses memory. All right. So then he took another glass of water and said beautiful things into it and froze it. All right. When they looked at it up under the microscope, they seen 6-point star configurations called snowflakes configurations. All right. And that's what happened when you say positive things. So if your body is 75% water and you hear positive things, then your body, which is majority of water, will hold on to those positive things. So this is why positive affirmations are important. Particular stones are important. Also, sapphire is one of the stones which is real good with Virgos also. Sapphire, that can be utilized. And also another planet in which that rules over Virgo, some say to astrologers, is also Mercury. Which is, which is said to be real good with communication skills, so transference or transmitting of sound. All right, so that means you have the ability as a Virgo to be able to pronounce certain things, and if you use water as the memory holder, then you can say something to the water, and the molecules will coagulate based on your thoughts and based on your intentions. Probably even much quicker than it would any other time based on the fact that one of the ruling planets is also Mercury.
I have a couple of brothers that are embarking on this journey of trying to become conscious. Gee, I hate the word trying. We're working on becoming more conscious. I keep hearing about the machine, but what is the name of the machine?
Name of the machine is called Kangen. That's K-A-N-G-E-N, Kangen or Kangen Water Machine.
Mm-hmm.
Kangen Alkaline Water Machine.
Cool.
All right? K-A-N-G-E-N.
I got it. The process that it goes through in order to alkaline the water. Is it like magnetizing the water or electrifying it?
It electrifies the molecules of the water, and it separates the water, the acidic water, from the alkaline portions of the water. And it also filters out chlorine, heavy metals such as mercury, aluminum, lead, so forth and so on. And the molecules are very small. Water clusters in which that are able to get into the cells and dislodge mucus in those particular cells. And so that means that it's able to transfer it. Remember, water holds memories. So
right.
It's able to transfer cellular memory. That's what water does, is it acts as a transfer of cellular memory. And that's what cells do, all right? So you have 76 trillion cells in your body.
Right.
Okay, so we need this water, being that we have 75% of water. Our brain is more than 90% water. Our spinal column is more than 85% water. So forth and so on.
Right. Wow.
We need proper water, and we know that the water that they're selling us on the market is not right. If you test Dasani, that water is very acidic. It's about 6.2. If you test Aquafina, it's about 6.5. All right? So these waters in which that are on the market, in which that is being produced by these companies, by Pepsi and by Coca-Cola, you know, and so forth and so on, are not good water at all. You know, so we definitely need better water, and, you know, we need water in which that is definitely going to be alkaline. Remember, 75% of our body must have daily food and water alkaline. It must be alkaline. That is electrical food, electrical water, all right? And that's every single day, at least 75%. Then our other diet can consist of 25% roughly acidic foods.
Right.
All right? So still, I'm giving you the ratio. As you see, the majority of our food must be alkaline so that we can maintain a healthy balance. All right?
Right.
So these are the keys that we must deal with.
Yeah, right? It seems like my generation lives to eat instead of eating to live.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
So with the Kangen machine, I can take regular even tap water, and I can highly alkaline.
Yes, well, that's exactly what you would do with the machine. You can actually just take the tap water, and it would remove the chlorine, the bacteria, the heavy metals, so forth and so on. Make the water clusters small enough in order to go into the cells to dislodge the mucus within the cells so that the cells can become healthy and last longer. And remember, every 7 years, your cellular structure changes. You have a whole new body every 7 years.
Right, right.
Okay? So this water helps with that process of making sure that the duplication process is at a higher rate. In other words, you don't want your cells... You know, if you wanted to duplicate 100% of the last reproduction within the last 7 years, you don't want it to be 90%, 80%, 70% capabilities of what the prior cell was, because that's what aging actually is the cells not being able to reproduce itself to the same quality and copies of the last 7 years.
Wow.
Okay, so this is the nonsense which that is going on, and the water would definitely help with that, as well as the various herbs, because even the Bible tells you that herbs is the meat for us, according to the scriptures. So herbs definitely is something which that we need to get into, as well as also the particular alkaline foods. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, the highest alkaline food is lemons and limes, oranges, you know, citrus acid, watermelons. Melons, cantaloupes, so forth and so on. Those are the more alkaline foods that you can eat, you know. And if you notice, these are mostly grown within hot weather conditions during the spring and summertime.
Sure. So, wow.
That is reminiscent of an African diet or African culture, you know what I'm saying, based on the climate.
Is there any text or like book form type information that contains what a purely African diet was or is?
Yeah, we can get back to Linda's book called Nutricide, as well as also African Holistic Health.
Okay.
Welcome back to this conversation.
Right. I have one last question. Like, let's say like there was some type of something that happened, like let's say an earthquake, and it raises a lot of sediment into the water, which causes it to be undrinkable. With using this machine, will it still be able to create drinkable water?
So the people that's already tied in,
hold on, brother. I can't hear you. Someone else is on the line here.
Oh, okay.
Brother Joel, are you on here? Brother Joel, are you on here?
Freeway. But I can't click on.
Brother Joel? All right, we're still trying to get Brother Joel. Brother, I'm sorry. I didn't hear that last question because there's so much noise in the background, and we're trying to mute the phones here.
You just got a call. Wait, Because you already know, you're always tied in more than one time.
Brother?
Hello?
Yes. Peace.
Brother Cedric? Hello? I've been on the
trip. Yes, peace. You're on the air.
Yeah, this is Brother Cedric. I've been on the line for a little while now, but I had one question, one last question regarding the Kangen machine in the water. Now, let's say there was an earthquake or something. Hello?
Yeah, an earthquake or something? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's say just some natural event that causes a lot of sediment to enter the water, or, you know, shakes up a lot of sediment, which makes it undrinkable. With using the machine, will it still be able to create and produce drinkable water?
Yeah, it'll still be able to produce drinkable water by removing and filtering out those heavy sediments, as well as also those heavy metals, as we spoke about earlier. You know, but even then, that goes back to your intent, which as you were talking about a little bit earlier, which said that probably would be the best thing to utilize during natural disasters if you don't have a good water supply, just in case, would be actually your own urine. If there's earthquakes, if there's tsunamis, if there's avalanches, so forth and so on, there's been known individuals that have gotten trapped under rubbish during earthquakes, as well as also within particular caverns, like coal mines, and they survive for many days on their own urine.
Right.
You know, so that's why we went over urine therapy tonight, was to give people an alternative to actual vaccination, something other than just dealing with someone shooting them up with somebody else's urine or somebody else's defecation, you know, and the many other heavy metals and different other toxins and poisons that they have within vaccines, in which that affects our melanin.
I've definitely got all my questions answered. I'm very, very thankful for the information.
Right. And also, Brother Kaya added on, too. He said, now, of course, if an earthquake comes and it's real bad, you will not be able to use the machine because the electricity more than likely would be out.
Right. Unless we have generators and whatnot.
Right, unless you have generators or some type of backup,
right. Cool. All right, well, thank you very much. I'm so happy that I got a chance to tune in and listen to your show today.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for coming in. We'll be going every Wednesday at 8 o'clock, so come on back and check us out.
Oh, I definitely will now. Thank you very much. Have a great night.
All right. You too. You have another caller? Yes. The number's ending with 3801. 3801. Okay. Okay. All right, there we go. Call it 1215.
Peace. This is Brother Kair again.
Yes, peace.
Yeah, I want to state that my conversation is not about is Kangen water good or bad for you. My conversation is about, and I'm going to say it point blank as it is, niggas overdoing it. And that's a conscious nigga or unconscious nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And, you know, everything is in moderation. You know, whether it's sex or whether it's water, whether it's food. We all have to learn our own, you know, moderation level. You know, and the only way we can really do that is by trying it out and seeing where we can, you know, where everything fits, you know, right for us. That, you know, we know
totally.
That even wanted to. Go ahead, Al.
I totally agree with that, and that's why I would like to continually encourage people to do like Brother Eileen Bay and myself and research. You know, don't just take somebody's word for it, but, you know what I'm saying, learn. And the reason I was asking those questions earlier was not to try to attack the brother, but to give him some plus lessons, because the body being slightly acidic is necessary. You know what I'm saying? You eat oranges because some of the acid in the body fights off bacteria. That's what I'm saying, is if you're trying to make your body completely alkaline, not you, Aileen Bay, but a person who is saying, okay, I heard that everybody's going alkaline, so I better go alkaline too. And you haven't done the research. You don't know what your particular blood type level is. If you read, do the research by Dr. I think his name is Amoto, but he's a Jewish dude.
Right.
He's a Japanese guy. He wrote Eat Right for Your Blood Type. And there are four different distinct blood types on the planet Earth. And so if you're jumping around from diet to diet.
And blood type is a little bit more acidic than the other blood types, exactly. I know exactly what you had in what it true indeed, God.
Exactly. But my thing is, like I said in the chat room, everybody still want to take a pill. You know what I'm saying? It's a nonsense and not a pill. They want to drink water. If you do exercise and proper breathing, you can drink doo-doo. You know what I'm saying? You can put anything inside your body. You can drink Richard's wine if you want to and live to be 1,000 years old if you learn exercise and proper breathing. You know, so
right. The distribution of the electromagnetic energies, exactly, of the prana, the chi, and the ki energies, no doubt. Go on and speak on that for a few minutes here, Brother Kair, my Shin Dao brother.
When we're talking about energetic levels, and we're talking about the possibility of, yes, I can. If you know what you're doing, you can take sewage water and change the pH level on it by emitting a sound or tone from your mouth and placing that glass of water or that container of water in a certain vicinity on your body, whether it be your heart, your solar plexus, your throat chakra, or even at your root chakra, if you've been properly trained. Now, these techniques are taught behind closed doors and kept behind closed doors. Now, the Japanese, because a whole nation, and a whole nation is practicing Qigong and dealing with pranic energy long before they started, came up with a machine called Kangen water. All right? So, but when you do start talking about Qi and you start talking about energy levels, then you're talking about real essence of healing. That's when you need to really be getting into the beginning of the show when Brother Aileen was talking about the techniques and how you can use your Tibetan white crane Qigong, how you can use your llama breaths, how you can go into your Kriya yoga and learn to take the body and anything you walk into, whether it be the smell, you can change the aroma of a room. You can walk up to a person and just look at them and just move, wave your hand over the body and cause that person to have a healing reaction due to the level of chi that you have in your body that doesn't have anything to do with the water content. I know people who drink, smoke, and eat pork who have a higher chi level than 99% of the people on the planet because of what they practice. And if you know the
right
technique,
because of the ability in order to absorb the prana, the chi, or the ki, ra, or ruku, or Holy Spirit through the oxygen content in the air, which is cosmic energy, which is universal life force energy, in which they are able to personalize, to concentrate that energy within oneself and to store it, as we said earlier, within those three particular areas, whether it be your navel chakra, called the lower dantian, or your mid dantian, your back of your heart, or whether it's your upper dantian, which is your upper heaven, which is your third eye. It can be stored in those particular levels because your body is a battery. Your melanin helps with that charging and that rechargeability of the body. You know, so of course, you know, getting and absorbing that daily sunlight, you know, doing your works, as you were saying, your chi, your prana, you know, or your reiki, you know, or your tai chi, you know, you get the chance in order to definitely bring in those energies and to properly learn how to do it. We definitely need someone as yourself, a sifu, a master, or someone who at least studied up on a master who can definitely know, as you said, these particular teachings. Because you said, like you said, a lot of these teachings are not taught. They're openly. They are taught behind closed doors. You know, so for those who are still listening, it would be wise to begin to start getting with some of these brothers and sisters, you know, who know this information,
and to definitely learn and get as much information about those higher sciences, because really the highest science there is the mind. You know, the mind is the cause of actually of all disease. 99.9% of the ailments of the body comes through improper thought. You know, so we had the right thoughts, positive affirmations, positive decrees, you know, prayers, chants, mantras. You know, we knew the science of mudras, putting our hands in certain positions in which that affects certain parts of our brain and body and organs, then we'd be able to generate this energy by learning acupressure, acupuncture, reflexology, you know, which is all part of the Qigong, in which that I was taught by Grandmaster Sanyata, as you were also.
Absolutely, and that's why we still have to understand the word, the P word, priority. The sister said she had stopped drinking water altogether for a couple of months, and she did not die. You can't live without breathing for 6 minutes.
That's
so
right.
I want people to really understand that breathing is the number one component that keeps you here on this earth. The
that's right.
The conduit,
you know,
the life starts with water.
You pray without water for about 2.5 weeks, and you can go without breath for about maybe 3 to 6 minutes. You know, if you try to go any longer, you will separate your spirit from your body. You know, your breath of life will leave. You know, so definitely that is the primary source, because that is how we absorb prana energy, is through the breath cycles, inhale and exhale. So we have to master that. And then, of course, everything else is secondary. You know, our water as well as also our food supply. But everything must be in harmony, and everything should also be holistic. So I definitely agree, Art.
Absolutely. And if y'all want to get some of these good Qigong or Tai Chi classes, you can go over to relaxationisthekey.com, get in contact with Coach Kair. If you're down in Florida, you can go to Shindao Energy Arts. That's INNERGYArts.com. Shin is SHEN, Dao is TAO, to have a direct link and maybe being able to sit up on one of those classes of Grandmaster Sanyata. We are working on getting him up to North Carolina so people will have more access to him. Just like we are bringing Brother Eileen Bay to Greensboro, North Carolina, the same place where we had Dr. Deborah Blair on June the 3rd and June the 4th, speaking with myself and Sister Myra. And we were going to be definitely covering a whole lot of these areas that we're covering tonight as far as giving the people solutions and remedies, what they can use today in their lives to lift their vibration so they can stick around a little longer to see some of the things that we're praying for and wanting to manifest so they can happen.
No doubt, God, and that's what we all should be looking towards, because these are solutions, and that's what we do here. We give solutions. We just don't give you the problem and then tell you good night. We actually give you solutions to each and every problem in which that we speak about. Right there, I guess we get ready to go on and close it on off. We still got, okay. Caller 3801, are you on the line? Do you have a question, 3801? All right, we're going to go to 8090. Are you on the line? Caller 8090. All right, caller 4701, you're now on the line. You can ask your question.
Yes, what's going on, guys and goddesses? My question was about the stones in the zodiac. I wanted to know, could you give me the information of, like, what stone corresponds with what sign, like the diamond is Aries. I know the Virgo is Sapphire and Moon. Could you give me all of the signs?
Okay. Basically, let's go, I guess you say, all right, we're going to begin with Aries.
Okay.
We already did that. So we're going to go to, next is Taurus, is Emerald. Then Gemini is Pearl. Cancer is Ruby. Leo is Peridot. Right, peridot, or P-E-R-I-D-O-T.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, like you said, Virgo is sapphire. Libra is opal.
Opal.
Scorpio is topaz.
Topaz.
Sagittarius is turquoise.
Turquoise.
Capricorn is garnet.
How was that spelled?
Garnet. G-A-R-N-E-T. Garnet.
You said G-A-R-N-E-T?
Yeah, G-A-R-N-E-T. And Aquarius is amethyst. And Pisces is aquamarine.
What was that?
Aquamarine.
Okay.
A-Q-U-A-M-A-R-I-N-E.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, now some of these changes based on certain astrologers, but that is basically what they add into it is that flavor, which that we just talked about and that we just went over. Sometimes like the moonstone, Cancers also have is controlled by the moon, so theirs will also be moonstone also possibly, and the element could, also is silver because silver symbolizes the moon. Leo is the sun.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And we spoke about peridot, but that can also be yellow topaz too. You know, as well as also the element is gold.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there's various elements that goes along with it too, and we said we'll get more into the next radio show. Right now, getting ready to, we got a, another question, I believe, here, so we're going to try to go to another question. Was that it, brother? Was that all of it?
Oh, yeah, that's all I wanted to hear for right now. I really appreciate this knowledge.
Thank you all
again.
Oh,
most people
no problem. Appreciate you, brother, for coming on to the air. You know, we're going to try to find, like we said, the solutions to everything that we can possibly think of so that the people can be well prepared as we go into this 2012, this so-called new age, or this age of Aquarius. Which is actually the age of Heru. All right. I'm caller 4701. Do you have a question?
Oh, no. That was it. That was my only question.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Caller 8090. Do you have a question? Comment?
Yes. Peace out to the fam. How you doing there, brother?
Peace.
Yeah, this is Meddy L. I'm down here in Memphis. Been listening and... Of course, enjoying the show.
Oh, thank you, brother. Appreciate you for definitely coming on. Islam,
bro, no doubt. I was trying to get Brother Joe back on, but on my phone it wasn't allowing me to click him back in on three-way. So it, had,
okay.
it was coming to so, yeah, I think he's still trying to get back on, however.
Right,
but,
I think he is, because that brother who just called, he did have some questions in which that he wanted to ask. Of course, I answered them to my ability, and, you know, Brother Gerald might want to go more in with those questions, so we definitely are trying to get him back on. Do you have a question or comment in which that you want to build on, brother?
Yeah, a question, just your personal take, because down here we're familiar with the Kanjin system and the Kanjin water, and of course, yes, it is an excellent machine, and it does has excellent benefits, you know, when you do deal with it. But I had a question about, of course, in comparison to, like, other machines, because I understand that there are other machines that are out there, and the majority doesn't perform as well as the Kanjin. But what about the machine I was kind of curious about, because I heard, you know, some machines, excuse me, in circulation that can break down the water molecules a little bit further, something like a H12O6. How would you, in your personal take, how would you compare those two types of machines? You know, which one do you
right.
think?
Right, well,
I
will also add in the ORP levels in order to see after it breaks the water down to the smaller clusters of molecules, how is the ORP levels of that particular water? You know, is it negative, as the Jarrell was saying? Because if it's negative, then that's what we want there, because that deals with negative ions. That's what we really need in order to be sufficient and to have energy upon planet Earth is negative ions. When our air has negative ions in it, then we are much better suited as far as energy levels and longevity. When it is positive, you know, then we are weak. We are on the verge of disease, ailments, sickness, as well as also we are aging quicker. So I would check the ORP levels in order to see which machine actually give us the better production rate of oxygen.
Right. Okay. And then one more comment too. Just wanted to send just a quick message on when we are dealing with alkaline foods or what is perceived to be alkaline foods or alkaline herbs. I want to urge everyone to make sure that we also understand the pH that's within the so-called herbs and the herbs and the food that we are choosing to select, because as I understand it, some of the foods that we are consuming that are considered to be holistic are not necessarily all alkaline. So
yes, that's true. Especially a lot of the seedless fruits in which that we see, watermelons, oranges, tomatoes, which has now, in order to toughen the skin and to make them preserve longer, have pig enzymes in the tomatoes.
Right.
A lot of these things have been genetically altered or hybrids, and they have genetically been modified with particular organisms in which that alters our genetic structure purposely. Organisms means that it is organic, means that it's living. So there's orgasms or organisms in which that is in these particular food products in which that is meant purposely to alter our genetic structure, in particular not just to age us, but to bring forth disease, sickness, and ailments, but also to make us impotent and make us sterile, because it's all part of population control agenda of the Illuminati, of the so-called Illuminati, hence the Rockefellers and Rothschilds and others.
Right.
And you know that with Monsanto, they have what is called the Terminator seed, in which that
right.
deals particularly with them trying to corner the market on the fruits and vegetables in which that we use, in which that we can actually grow ourselves. This is why they passed that bill in a House joint in the House of Representatives recently, dealing with us not being able to grow our own foods and sell our own organic foods and products.
Right.
Because this is Monsanto way, which is Rockefeller control way of them controlling the food industry, because they already control the educational industry. And I call it an industry because that's what it is. Also, they control the FDA, which is the Food and Drug Administration, which is also the pharmaceutical corporations, i.e. the drugstores.
Right. Well, that's all I had, God. I greatly appreciate it. I'm going to stay on and keep on listening. Islam and peace to you all, God.
Islam. Peace. All right. I guess we're going to play another song right quick, and then we're going to get back to some more talking for the next 20 minutes or so. Hopefully we have somebody calling in.
Shaolin, the classified elements, we here now. So all you fruit loop, color candy, white, peanut butter and jelly, coon ass niggas, you best duck and run for cover. Yo, into the temple gates, cross the fiery lakes, for witness to tortured souls, and plant the blood burning stakes, ascend the cherubims, raising hell to reach heaven gates, fire bombing cathedrals when I switch my car to stay, regard to animal, from animal back to God, the thorn is jewels like WD barrage, to raise a nation, death indispensable, indivisible, based on principle, relate to digital, outputs to outlooks, temperatures rising, as the sun of righteousness, your spiritual guidance, in the lion's den, the phoenix arises, spitting
and bars for Ross to the belt of Ryan with the eyes to Hootie. These faggot devils can't fool me. The fellas gave porn and digesting the pig's booty. The sin is the wickedness, lost in the wilderness. We're never at here to just go ahead and slit your wrist. The black card is this, where devils try to exit, leaving their planet in crisis until destroyed by ISIS. In a pit of demons, I'm ancient Kemet dreaming, converting satanic cords with the beta semen. Sword swinging, decapitator, parable addicted, crystal wand mystic, keeping glow with drinks when I'm lifted. I'm Melchizedek, moving through 50 states, only transplogist with the gods I relate. Mental alchemist, watch love conquer hate. I emanate golden rays above my head to figure eight. I'm Melchizedek, moving through 50 states, only transplogist with the gods I relate. Mental alchemist, watch love conquer hate. I emanate golden rays above my head to figure eight. In the devil's head, severed on a dinner plate, before the throne of God, all devils will meet the fate. Full over Mason Dix, the rise of the future great. Imperial, ethereal, sounds and trumpets through the stereo. Murders of mics, that's why I scratch off the cereal. Reverse creation, send you back to some minerals. South Shaolin, double MC is the abbot. More risk be the nation. Black man's land, we gotta have it. Restore the throne, I'd rather kick the savage. When disaster strikes, actual facts they can't manage. A fool's on deck, sink ships like Titanic. Spreading fear across the land, causing unjustified panic. Amongst the brain dead zombies, grabbing the Swiss abandons while these wicked overseas collect residuals in a hammock. Corporate fruits forever remain rancid, poisoning to the mind, inflicting subconscious damage. I'm Melchizedek, moving through 50 states. Early transmittance with the gods I relate. Mental alchemist, watch love conquer hate. I emanate golden rays above my head to figure eight. I'm Melchizedek, moving through 50 states. Early transmittance with the gods I relate. Mental alchemist, watch love conquer hate. I emanate golden rays above my head to figure eight. Return of the ancient one, the Moorish Naga, the dragon rider, or breathing fire, generator, operator, destroyer, a self lord and master, instructor, a Kama Sutra, practicing Tantra, a Kriya Yoga, a Kutalini, the resurrector, Shishuna, the eater, Pingala, awaken the seven chakra, to come the avatar, Muhammad the conqueror, putting sword to your jugular, send you to the ether, the water, air, fire, bender, the earth ruler, usher in the new era. In the saga, eyes filled with terror, every sound of horror, reflection cracked mirrors, minds made feeble, dreams crumble, the curse tremble, thieves in the temple, raise the mental, beyond the four devils, you whack motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying, or you got them cool niggas out there, you know what I'm saying, yo, it's time to put that fucking rope around them goddamn throats, you know what I'm saying, cause you didn't all this goddamn hip hop, that's why hip hop dead, motherfuckers.
Yeah, death to them cool niggas, you know, time to put, raise the neck, bow ties and ties to them necks, you know what I'm saying? Because this is the time that it is right now, is the revolution of the mind, you know what I'm saying? And with the revolution of the mind, your mind becomes free so that your ass will follow. So what to get ready to do, I'm getting ready to hand the phone to my lovely wife. And she's going to conclude by dropping her science for the night. And that's who you've been hearing in between the tapes. It's her. This is Goddess Kedera.
Peace and honor, family. We're just so grateful that y'all came out today. We'll see y'all next Wednesday. Just wanted to let y'all know our website is cultural, cultural-freedom.com. And our telephone number, if you want to holler at us, go for a donation or get some answers to some questions or make some comments, our number is 252-767-5213. All right. It's an honor. Y'all have a wonderful night.
And let me drop one right quick. Brother Kaya just put something up, so you want to hit this off right quick. He said the full moon in Scorpio. And we know what happened with the full moon. Supposedly that's the lunatic energy. And we know the full moon or the moon itself deals with the water tides or the waters of the earth, as well as also the waters of life within your physical body. Scorpio is tied directly to your sexual nature and the genitalia, as well as also the kidneys, all right, and which that actually is Libra, which you found right before, but because Libra deals with the water element, Scorpio also deals with the water element because it's tied very closely to the water. Elements of the body, all right, the knower, the waters of life. So what this full moon can actually do, it's a powerful psychic time. You know, it's going to be, this full moon is going to be, I think it's going to be Sunday the 20th. It's going to start at 6:25 a.m. It's going to be a very powerful psychic time. This sets the stage for extreme behavior, but also opens the doors to healing at the deepest levels. All right, the full moon, the sixth sense, sensor of the Scorpio, and it can realign us through the essence of things. It's a hopeful moon for those ready to face fears and welcome big and total change. That's what it's for. All right? So this is what's going on with this Scorpio moon. All right? Also, Brother Kyan, it breaks it down that it's time for some cobra breaths. So for those who have been actually trained up under the Shen Dao teachings by Grandmaster Sun Yat-sen Swati, of course, there's seven cobra breaths. The first four is taught by Grandmaster Sun Yat-sen Swati. The last three is taught to you astrally as those masters come to you. One is in which that comes to Baba Ji, who was one of his teachers, in which that teaches the last three cobra breath techniques. So definitely learn and do your breathing techniques. We went over some breathing techniques tonight, the 7171 breath technique, the 6363 breath technique, in which that deals with bringing in more pranic energy and also storing that pranic energy into your dantian or your navel chakra. All right? So these are some of the things in which that we have to be prepared for. All right? And, of course, these cobra breaths come through initiation through Grandmaster Sun Yat-sen Swati. He gives them, and as Brother Kyan also was nice to state, you can go to www.shendaoenergyart.com. That's shendaoenergyart.com. And you can actually go and see when Grandmaster Sun Yat-sen Swati is teaching his next classes there in Florida, as well as also around the country. All right, we want to say peace to everyone. Thank you all for coming on. We're going to see you all next week, so make sure you all come back, and we're going to have more potent information and more solutions to all of the problems in which we have to deal with in today. All right, peace and blessings. Ashe.